The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm alive.
That's good.
Yeah, I'll take it for today.
Right?
Yeah, we're taking it. It's been a bad week for fat guys, so. Jesus. It's not a good week for large people, so.
No, not at all.
Not like really any week's good for big people, but, you know. All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about Gunther Stark, Louis Anderson, Meatloaf, M&M's, Microsoft, much more, M-words probably. Top 10 list this week, perfect movie castings, and we will answer your listener questions. Vince, there's a whole lot of news this week.
Yay, that means it's going to be a long show.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully in and not. Out, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, world sucks. We're done.
Yeah, right. I was promised blow, 2/3.
It'll blow. 6 million in one. inside jokes.
It's funny.
Fell off a cliff. All right, TV news this week. Let's start. Greg Daniels and Mike Judge have started their new animation company called Bandera Entertainment, and we're getting more King of the Hill.
How?
They can do whatever they want. My guess is probably Cotton will be a past, Hank will be the grandpa, and it'll probably follow Bobby as the dad. And Luann is the aunt.
Luann's dead. Well. Brittany Murphy's dead.
Brittany Murphy's, yeah, the actor's dead, but they can always do something with that. But that's my guess is how they're doing it. They didn't announce network or anything like that, but my guess is probably Fox would be my guess, right?
I don't know why you would bring it back.
Well, to be honest, out of all the things they brought back, King of the Hill is probably the most quality. Just get rid of Simpsons and put King of the Hill in the spot.
Yeah.
Just do that.
I'm getting all fucking, I'm getting all crazy. The Simpsons got to go away.
Yeah, it's been kind of downhill after Mr. Plow. You peaked, and then you cliffed.
Yeah.
And became 6 million and two.
Ooh. So,
yeah. Gaspard Ulliel. He was young Hannibal Lecter in the Hannibal Rising movie. He's also set to be in the new Moon Knight TV series. Passed away this week at the age of 37 after a skiing accident. I don't know what this means for Moon Knight going forward, as I don't know what character he was playing, but...
He was playing Moon Cricket.
Moon Cricket.
Ooh.
Yikes. Well, that was a thing. All right. Show's over.
We're done. That's it. That's all the jokes we got.
Two stories in, we've already made three racist jokes. Boy, it's that kind of a week.
It's that kind of week.
Let's see. Netflix has announced we're getting an Iron Chef reboot.
Titled, Bobby Frey.
Hopefully not with him. I hate Bobby Frey. Will be titled Iron Chef Quest for an Iron Legend. So I don't know if this is the search for the next chef or what. So...
The search for more money.
Exactly, yeah. But I know there's an Iron Chef channel on Pluto, which is basically my background noise. So
no shit, the fat guy. I watch an Iron Chef.
Dude, they cook with some weird shit. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, whatever.
This week's secret ingredient, cow eyeballs.
See, the thing is, those cooking shows drove me nuts. They're like, they got these chefs on there, right? And they're like, the fucking frogs on there. We'll give you cotton candy and white bread and
garbanzo beans
and sheep and sheep testicles.
Now right? Make something good,
and they gotta make something good, right? And then the fucking frog gets on there. I've had a better of fucking sheep testicles. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Why is it always the French accent? That's what
we'll give you
me.
15 minutes to fucking cook fucking sheep nuts. You know what I mean? With cotton candy and white bread. And then they bitch about it.
Yeah.
What? Like, they're not done enough. No shit, you gave it 15 minutes.
You know how hard it is to cook sheep nuts?
I'm sorry.
Let's see. Next story here. Critical Role, their Legend of Vox Machina show, has added more to the voice cast. Stephanie Beatriz from, what the hell show is that? Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Tony Hill from Veep, and former Doctor Who David Tennant have all joined the voice cast. So,
why?
Apparently it's going to be rated R.
As much as I'm into D&D.
You're not big into the Critical Role.
I don't watch it.
But that happens.
I don't know, man.
It's gotten a lot of people into D&D, I know that, but... let's see, Apple Plus has announced we're getting a Godzilla show. The untitled series will follow one family's journey through a world where the monsters exist, and they'll come to discover their secret ties to Monarch along the way. No word on what other monsters will appear, but at least we know there will be Gojira.
And Blue Oyster Cult.
Fuck yeah. That's how you... That's the entrance music, or the theme.
Right.
Last thing for TV news, and here's the start of the sad news. Louis Anderson passed away this week. The Emmy Award winner, known for TV shows such as Baskets, a ton of other things. He was a host of Family Feud, of course, The Animated Life with Louis. Passed away at 68 due to complications from cancer. He had a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, according to his management. So,
and never mind.
Survey
something about young
says,
men, right? Is that?
I have always heard, there was always that rumor, but nothing was ever confirmed that he had the gay. So you know, Louis was funny. Louis on he was on some. It's like syndicated game show with comedians type thing. And he's always funny. Louis was always funny, so.
Life with Louis was amazing.
Yeah. I always loved the cartoon. So Life with Louis or Camp Louis or something like that. Movie news this week. Oh, Joss Whedon opened his mouth.
I love this guy. I love him.
This fancy lad. Let's just call it that.
I'm a male feminist.
Yes, you are, which means you're sexual predator. I'm sorry. Is that not factually based?
Oh, okay. No, it's just too soon. I don't think people are ready for that shit yet.
Well, it's the truth. Sometimes you need to hear it before you're ready.
Based and red-pilled, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. He basically, woe is me interview, he criticized the entire cast of Justice League, saying they were all rude to him. He was accused by multiple stars of harassment and toxic behavior while on set. He criticized the stars and their behavior during the reshoot, stating he had never worked with a ruder group of people, and wrote off Gal Gadot's accusations of him threatening to kill her career. He also criticized fans of Zack Snyder for turning the internet and former actors against him in the name of Zack Snyder and their efforts to get the original version of the film restored. By the way, they did, because yours sucked nuts. He then closed out the interview with the following statement. The beginning of the internet raised me up, and the modern internet pulled me down. The perfect symmetry is not lost on me.
I don't know. I watched Razor Fist.
Oh, his like, video on it?
Yeah, he's like, it's kind of funny that, you know, he was telling actors who can't act that they can't act.
Yeah, the Ray Fisher thing, well, you're just not a good actor. Well, he probably wasn't wrong that one, but
Gal Gadot, yeah, you're just really there for looks, lady. You're not.
Yeah, we get you were Miss Israel. We understand.
Yeah, we get. Yeah, oy vey. We got to add the numbers, bump them up.
But still, you're rude to everybody. You're known to sexually harass people.
But he's a male feminist. Come on.
Yeah, dude. that's. What
come on, man. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Just be corn pop.
Come on, man.
Roku the digital streaming service, is making a new movie. They're teaming up with Funny or Die and Tango, a production company, to make Weird, the Al Yankovic story. And guess who's going to play Weird Al?
Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's Daniel Radcliffe. Boy, they missed this casting. I don't think Radcliffe will do a bad job, but this is Paul Rudd's role. So, but yeah, so. And it'll be on Roku, no date yet.
They're going young, right?
I think so. I think they're doing life and early career. The question is, who's going to play Dr. Demento? Please be Christopher Walken.
I couldn't, I saw that news and I'm just like, oh, man.
Yeah, there's a picture on the internet, of course there is, of Paul Rudd dressed as Weird Al for Halloween, where his daughter's dressed up as Wasp, because, you know, Ant-Man and Wasp, and he looks exactly like Weird Al. It's perfect. So that's your casting. The family of a U.S. Marine killed during the American retreat in Afghanistan has sued Alec Baldwin, like he needed more bad news, for defaming the soldier's sister by calling her an insurrectionist. Royce McCollum, 22, whose brother Riley was killed by the suicide bomber in Kabul on August 26th last year, filed a lawsuit in Wyoming on Monday along with other members of the family for $25 million in damages. The suit alleges that Baldwin had earlier sent the family a $5,000 check as a tribute to a fallen soldier, but that on January 3rd he became triggered by a photo posted by the sister suggesting she had attended the January 6th protest, called her a rioter and an insurrectionist to his 2.4 million Instagram followers, prompting a torrent of abuse and death threats towards her family. According to the suit, the sister did attend the protest, but did not do any of the riots or go into the Capitol or anything, and was cleared of wrongdoing after being interviewed by the FBI.
You know what? You know what's funny about that? The Democrat Party literally set up a goddamn riot in 2020. Yeah. All on the same days. Every major fucking Democrat city burnt.
Yep.
Nothing.
Not a thing.
They went to a protest, man, and walked
FBI into that set building. It up. Yep. Yeah.
Come on.
I hope they get him for every cent. Rumors are that we could be getting a Hawkman and Hawkwoman spinoff movie. This would come out of The Rock's Black Adam movie. So, I don't know. Legendary Pictures and Warner Brothers are teaming up to make a sequel to A Christmas Story. And have closed the deal for Peter Billingsley, the original kid star. He is going to come back, star in the movie, and produce. So now he shall be the old man with the leg lamp.
Oh, I think I'm going to shoot my eye out.
Yeah, there you go. Disney has announced their next animated to live action will be The Aristocats.
The Aristocrats?
Bob Saget.
We're the Aristocrats.
Watch that documentary, not with kids around. Yeah, so that's the next one they're gonna defile. We now know the runtime for Matt Reeves' The Batman movie. This is the Robert Pattinson movie. 2 hours and 47 minutes without credits. Damn, that's gonna be that's like Malcolm X territory of long movie. So.
I don't know if I can handle that or not.
That's a lot.
Man, I'm trying to keep the faith, you know what I mean?
There better be a piss break somewhere, you know, like when Catwoman's on screen.
I'm just saying, everyone gave shit to fucking what's his name. He's gonna be the Joker, what the fuck? And he was awesome.
And then he was awesome. So I'm holding out hope that Pattinson can pull this off.
That's
so.
What I'm thinking. I'm like, you know, it's
the trailers. Worse. The trailers look good.
I know.
They look good. So I'm holding out hope that maybe we get a good current year Batman movie.
I would have liked to have seen him play McGinnis.
Yes.
Terry.
That
and then have fucking Keaton as Old Man Batman.
That would have been it. Yeah.
Batman Beyond.
So good. Yep. They need to do that shit.
I'm just saying.
Do it while Keaton's on an acting. He's in an acting mood.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
they're probably gonna have to do it after he does his next Spider-Man movie. But I digress. Last thing for movie news this week: Paramount has announced we're getting a new Transformers movie. Ah, I know what you're thinking. Oh fuck, not another live action. Well, you're right. Animated Transformers movie. This will be the first animated since the 86, the classic. Release date, July 19th, 2024.
We'll all be dead for then.
Well, yeah, but at least we'll have something to look forward to in the afterlife. So.
Oof.
Yeah. If we're not dead, might check it out. At least do it the old animated style, not the current bullshit. Make it look like 86 and we'll be okay. So.
You got the touch.
Fuck yeah, Stan Bush. Have him record his stuff now, just in case. Yeah. Comic book news this week, because words are the best.
Spit it out.
Bah. Marvel is going to launch a second Moon Knight book, because, you know, TV show. That will be called Moon Knight Black, White, and Blood. Looks like it's going to be a 4-issue anthology.
The cricketing.
It'll be short stories, so it's each issue will have a bunch of little short stories. Jonathan Hickman's doing one, Mark Guggenheim, so we'll see. A lot of people are hyped up because the Moon Knight trailer, so which I did you see the trailer for it?
Bits and pieces.
Ethan Hawke's the bad guy, and I think they mashed two characters together. But since it's Moon Knight, not a lot of people will know. But
I tell you what, man, that fucking new Ethan Hawke movie,
Telephone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting on.
Holy shit!
You saw the trailer I sent you.
Yeah.
Fuck, that looks good. Finally, a good horror movie.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Marvel has announced we're getting a new Defenders series. No word on what the team will be, but your classic Defenders are like Silver Surfer, Hulk, Doctor Strange, and Namor. The Defenders, of course, currently was Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, but we don't think it'll be them, so nobody knows. Let's see. IDW is celebrating the 40th anniversary of The Rocketeer with a new series. So there's that. Marvel Comics has announced that the ongoing Strange Academy series written by Scotty Young will be ending April 27th with issue 18, but they have already put out that we are getting, quote, a second semester of the book. So I think they're putting the book on hiatus, and then we'll bring it back in a few months. So that's my guess. DC has announced their an old team is coming back, the Birds of Prey. Not yet in a new series, but it will be in Batman Urban Legends 14. This time the team will be led by Lady Shiva and Katana, and will be joined by Miracle Molly and Ghost. Basically, if DC's putting a new team in a book, you're going to get a spinoff into a series. So there you go. And news that we told you weeks ago has now been confirmed. IDW has lost the license for G.I. Joe and Transformers. They will be leaving IDW at the end of this year. And it does look like they are moving to Robert Kirkman's Skybound. So, My Little Pony and D&D, though, will remain at IDW. So Hasbro's splitting up the properties. As for right now. So
why?
I don't know. The Transformers books at IDW are really good. They don't have the reach of a DC or a Marvel. That's the problem. But Kirkman was Skybound. He's a big G.I. Joe and Transformers lover. So I'm hoping they'll continue with the quality. So. Your recommendations for books that came out this week, speaking of Transformers issue 39, Usagi Yojimbo issue 25, Ninja Turtles 125, Devil's Reign, Villains for Hire issue 1, Hulk issue 3, 10 Lives of Wolverine issue 1, and King Spawn issue 6, which apparently is the best-selling series going right now. So there's all that. All right, you ready for wrestling news, Vince? All right, thanks. Cody Rhodes is apparently, he is the current AEW TNT champion, but apparently he's working without a contract. Technically, apparently it ended at the end of the year, and he's technically a free agent according to stories, but I think it's a work. I'm pretty sure he re-signed, so there you go. Speaking of AEW contracts, Leo Rush tweeted out that February 14th, his AEW contract is up, and he will be a free agent. Nobody cares. He never grabbed my interest. It's also being reported that Marco Stunt, Joey Janela, and Brian Cage's contracts will be up in the next few weeks, and that they will not be re-signed. So, there you go for all that.
Why?
Well, they haven't really done anything with them. So, and they're, you know, WWE's let go so many super talented people. You got to cut some to pick some, you know? WWE announced that the Elimination Chamber, since they no longer call them pay-per-views, they call them the premium live events. Gay. Will be held. nothing says let's go to Saudi Arabia like a show called the Elimination Chamber. Loser literally loses their head. This will be February 19th.
So. Infidels, all of them.
Infidels, yes. Put the women into cages.
People still watch that shit. That's
yeah, people still watch WWE, which oof, it's getting rough. It's real rough. Sad news here. Former TNA announcer Don West tweeted out, "Unfortunately, my cancer is back, and I'm undergoing chemo. Thanks to all that have contributed in the past. If you'd like to donate, the GoFundMe page is Join the Don West Tag Team Against Lymphoma." So, sad to hear that his brain cancer has come back. Conan underwent heart surgery due to consequences of COVID. Even though the situation was and continues to be delicate, everything indicates that currently he is stable in the hospital. So,
what do you mean COVID?
I don't know. He's had so many health problems that I think they're just throwing that in there. So, I mean, he's had kidney disease. He is walking comorbidities. Yep. Words.
Mm-hmm.
Next story here, Mustafa Ali has requested his release from WWE, and it has been denied. Reports are saying that he has at least 3 years left on his current deal. Hasn't been on TV since, trying to figure it out here, like October. Yeah, October 29th on SmackDown. In regards to his wife giving birth in November, it's being reported that he has not been on paternity leave. He asked for one show off, and that was it. It's also said that Vince McMahon made a pitch for him character-wise, and it was something Ali would never have done, and led to a heated argument between the two, and Ali being sent home, and being there ever since. So, you're going to play the terrorist? Fuck, you know I'm not, and there you go.
I want you to walk out with a bag.
Yeah. Scream Aloha Snack Bar and throw it in the ring. Watch everybody run. Yeah, that's, I guarantee you that's what it was.
Do that.
Because, you know, Vince would never do anything, you know, horribly racist or anything like that. Oh, that leads to the next story. On January 13th, WWE filed a trademark with the U.S. Patent Office for the term Gunther Stark. Well, if you look up the name, you come to find out that it was a famous Nazi U-boat captain. And WWE gave the name to Walter, the giant Austrian badass. But it looks like they're dropping Stark from the name. They're just calling him Gunther. Oh, this is they've caught so much shit for this, rightfully so.
I think they're trying to kill the company.
I don't know. But
I think they're trying to kill it so somebody can buy it up.
They've literally been trying to make Imperium Nazis for years now, and I think they fought it and fought it and fought it, and I don't know what the hell they're doing.
What's that called when you short sell your company so somebody can buy it up?
Yeah, it's really looking like a sell, ain't it?
Yeah, like they're trying to just tank their company so like somebody will just buy it.
Drive up the profits, drive up the stock price so you can ask more while shooting yourself in the foot content-wise.
Right.
Yep. Got to get that good price from NBC or Disney.
Yeah, I don't understand how it works, but I'm not a Jew either.
Or Amazon. I've heard that one lately, that they could sell to Amazon. So that's also a new rumor. So, but that's it for wrestling news this week. Vince, apparently there was some big video game news this week.
Yeah, something about Microsoft buying Activision Blizzard. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Billions of dollars.
How much was it? It was like
six. I've heard between 68 and 70 billion.
Yeah. Microsoft now owns Activision Blizzard.
Which is what, World of Warcraft and Call of Duty?
Yeah. They tanked their company to have somebody buy it.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sounds funny, doesn't it?
They own so many companies, they're all under Microsoft now.
They had, yeah. Now that, yeah, that's...
Bethesda is, right?
Yeah, and there was I saw the list, and it's insane. Some good news, if you want to call it good news. Xbox head Phil Spencer confirms intent to keep Call of Duty on PlayStation. A lot can change between now and when the acquisition is finished next year, though. Who knows?
If they like money, they would keep it there.
You might be fucked. I mean, PlayStation might be fucked here pretty soon. I mean, yeah, if they can't keep shit on here.
Yeah, that's...
And it's all going to go to fucking Microsoft.
Yep.
I mean, that doesn't seem like a monopoly, does it?
It's almost like they used money from the vaccines to buy Activision Blizzard. Conspiracy theory.
Sony expects Microsoft to keep some Activision games multi-platform. I don't know. This is from Sony. It's important to keep in mind what's going on within Activision Blizzard at this time regarding ongoing allegations about work culture. This is from Activision. The ongoing lawsuit from the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing against the company is over reported toxic workplace culture. The bulk of the suit focuses on violation of states' rights and equal pay, specifically regarding the treatment of women and other marginalized people, whatever the fuck that means.
Did you hear the conspiracy theory about that?
What?
Is that all... Remember all these accusations started at, like, boom, they all hit at one time?
Yeah.
And then magically the stock price starts to sink, and, oh, look, Microsoft wants to buy us.
That's it. Yeah. That's exactly...
It's like, corporate espionage, what?
Right, and all the cunts that are complaining about it just got paid?
Yes.
Maybe y'all need to check their fucking bank accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
That makes a lot of sense.
Get ready. Get ready. It's, If you got PlayStation, I think you're fucked. But if Microsoft was smart, they would just...
Leave it. Yeah,
you're making money on your platform and then somebody else's too?
Yeah.
Shit. Really?
Yeah, I mean, if you like money, do it that way.
Yeah, I love money. I'd make it for fucking everything. Exactly. WWE 2K22 gets its new cover star.
Yeah. Booyaka booyaka, 4'9". Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. John Cena. I'm joking. It's
John Cena and it's Peacemaker.
Rey Mysterio.
Yeah. If I ever felt sorry for developers of a game, it's the 2K wrestling game.
Yeah.
They had all those people, the whole roster, and it's like, oh, we've released 90 people. Well, fuck, now we got to take them out of the game. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So.
That's really it, man. I guess there's a new Cuphead show that's going to be on Netflix next month. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So you didn't have the other acquisition story?
What was the other acquisition story?
Grand Theft Auto video game maker Take-Two bought Zynga, the mobile gaming company, for looks like between 11 and 12 billion in a cash and stock deal that will add popular mobile titles such as Farmville under its umbrella. They say adds demand for surges for on-the-go gaming.
Oh boy.
So yeah, I saw that one, didn't know if you had it. So
I did not. Awesome. Something else I'm not going to play.
$70 billion. Holy. You know what I'm thinking?
What?
Microsoft's just buying everything, right?
Yeah.
Has somebody checked on EA in a while? I wonder if that's next.
I'm telling you, man. It's something.
Microsoft will buy EA and just make that their dedicated sports division.
So Activision Blizzard basically tanked themselves just to fucking
sell out. Yep.
Because it's so funny to hear that. Oh, we had to do this and this, and all the guys were crawling under our desk and blah. You put up with that shit for how long?
Yeah, you didn't stomp them as they were doing it? Yeah.
You're dumb. You deserve the pain and torment then, because you're stupid. You just didn't walk out and say, no, I'm not putting up with this shit. No video proof.
That's the thing, and you know there's security footage.
Yeah, in a world full of people with fucking cell phones, they'd have parties every Friday where they drink and climb under our desk. Did you videotape any of it?
Nope.
Did you record any of it on your phone?
Nope.
Nope.
So, there you go. That it for video game?
That's all I got.
All right, moving on to music this week. AEW star The Butcher, for people that don't know, is in a metal band, Every Time I Die. Butcher, real name Andy Williams, formed the band in 98. However, as of this week, the band is officially no longer together. In a statement released on his Twitter account, he and the rest of the members decided to disband due to lack of communication with singer Keith Buckley. They preferred to leave the group rather than seek out another lead singer. Butcher's been off TV since November. He tore his bicep. He was back this week on Dynamite in a backstage segment. So that sucks that the band broke up, but being together since 98 is a long time for a band. So.
Yeah, that sucks.
And of course, the big news of the week. His name was Robert Paulson.
Bitch tits himself.
Meatloaf passed away this week at the age of 74. They're saying it was COVID. Cause of death not released yet. And then, you know, all the tributes came in for Meatloaf. And, you know, great singer, great person. And then you had the people going, ha ha, laughing about it, because he got COVID and he was anti all the shit. Let's see, last year the 74-year-old entertainer said that even though he was scared to death of getting sick, he still hugged people in the middle of COVID and was okay with potentially dying of it. Gave an interview in a Pittsburgh Post-Gazette in August. That he had his fill of regulations, saying, I understood stopping life for a little while, but they cannot continue to stop life because of politics, and right now they're stopping because of politics. Said he'd known for months that the masks we're all wearing are useless. They don't do anything. They don't stop you from getting COVID. They're just a nuisance and make your nose itch and make it so you can't breathe. He said the only good masks were the N95s. He also complained about an airline Nazi who told him to wear his mask while traveling, saying they're power mad now. After the interviewer replied, yeah, we're being controlled by everybody, he said, yeah, I know, but not me. If I die, I die, and I'm not going to be controlled. TMZ ran this, by the way. Said his health deteriorated quickly after getting it. Website also reported that he was outspoken against vaccine mandates in Australia. So they're basically putting it as, see, you didn't get your shots, you got this.
Whereas sounds like he lived his life, he didn't give a fuck.
Pretty much in real life is, oh, you got all these shots and still got it.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just talking about that. I know a few people who've gotten all fucking 15 shots and still getting it.
Yeah, so it's not a vaccine, kids.
It's experimental gene therapy. Just deal with it. I know you don't want to hear it. But
literally what Pfizer and Moderna had, the leaders of the company came out and said, look, it's not a vaccine. It's gene therapy. It's meant to change your DNA. It'll make your DNA better. Oh, you're still catching it. Oh, sorry.
Oh, you still caught it? Oh.
Look at our stock price.
Oh, look, the cure is there. Oh, yeah, we've already,
Treatment? You don't need treatment. You need the shot.
We can cure it with a couple drugs? Yeah.
Yeah, there's no money in a cure.
No.
No. All right, that's it for music news. Let's go to true, false, pick the fake story. Nobody got last week's. The fake story was number two, Democrats taking gun and karate lessons for the next insurrection. Yeah. Should have known Democrats and guns. There should have been heads up. All right. Here's this week's three stories. Are you ready, Vince?
I am ready.
All right. Story number one. At a recent school board meeting, it was revealed that a Michigan school placed litter boxes in the bathroom for students who identify as cats.
Shut the fuck up.
Story number two. An Amazon Alexa device contacted the cops in California this week. It was reported to the police that the couple in the house were plotting a bank robbery. Police showed up to the address and found that what the device overheard was the Ben Affleck movie The Town, which is about a bank robbery. Story number three. DNA testing has revealed that a Southern California milkman fathered over 800 children between 1951 and 1964, mostly in the San Diego area. So which is the fake story? Litter boxes in the bathroom for furries. Amazon Alexa's always listening to you, even the movies you watch, and will report you to the cops. Or milkman spreads the wealth. We'll put the threads up, find me on social media, tell me which one of those you think is the fake story. And with that, it's time to plug our friends, play Song of the Week. Of course, you already know who it's going to be. And when we come back, it will be time for our top 10 perfect movie castings.
There's always gonna be some light, but I gotta get out of here. get out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone. We'll be right back.
keeps my heart still beating. I'm breaking out of my body and flying away like a bat out of hell. And I'm dying at the bottom of a pit in a blazing sun. Oh, torn and twisted at the foot of a burning light. And I think somebody somewhere must be told in the bed.
This is Oopsie Panda, and I'm here to talk about the smartest man I know, Handsome Dan Lopez. He used to have a podcast all about professional wrestling, but he is literally so smart, after nearly 100 episodes, he ran out of things to say about it. But, being the
consummate
entertainer that he is, the podcast Handsome Dan's Final Say lives on. Through segments like Keeping It Classic, in which Dan reviews movies from the HBO and home video generation, My Musical Journey, which takes you on a trip through Dan's personal cassette to the albums that shape his musical taste. And The Masturbators, where Dan and longtime friend Jay Chewbacca will debate just about anything under the sun. Handsome Dan's Final Say has plenty to keep you listening for years to come. DansFinalSay.podbean.com or search Handsome Dan's Final Say on Spotify. Is that okay?
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments.
Horns up, everyone. When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure every Friday to check out Radioactive Metal. Radioactive Metal is one of the longest-running podcasts on the interweb, and every week we bring you a fist full of metal, including interviews with all your favorite artists, discuss all the metal news, and feature the best tunes on the air today. So grab a Lemmy, join your cool Uncle Snowy, and co-host Aaron in the pit.
Well,
What's up, wrestling fans? You want something awesome? Check out Wrestling Night in Canada here on the Shining Wizards Network. We're three Canadian metalheads uniting for the love of pro wrestling. Every episode, we go over all the latest news and special events with the odd unique interview as well. So grab a cold one and check out Wrestling Night in Canada, eh?
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Are you tired of being uninformed? Together, we can change all of that. Experience a podcast like you've never heard before. You'll gain knowledge, have some laughs, because we believe this is the last AEW podcast you'll ever need. Join us every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. on rantemradio.com and Facebook Live. We can also be found on all major podcast forums as part of the Shining Wizards Network. So stop listening to inferior AEW podcasts and bring a new podcast into your life by joining us.
Join the Mark Order Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Mark Order Pod and on Facebook.com/Mark Order Pod. Don't forget to tag us on social media and use hashtag Join the Mark Order, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years, but when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on rantemradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to ShiningWizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Yay!
All right, top 10 list this week, perfect movie castings. Vince said his list was pretty easy. I have 4 honorable mentions, which we'll get to after the list. We probably might have a couple crossovers, I'm guessing, Vince.
I can't imagine.
Probably not as many as you think.
I don't know.
I don't know. What's your number 10? Let's start us off here.
Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark.
Yeah, I didn't put that one because that was the example I used, but yeah.
That's I mean, that's him.
He is the character. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of these are, they are the character, or I can't see anybody else playing the character.
That's where I'm at, too.
Yeah, so... my number 10, Billy Connolly as Il Duce, the dad, Boondock Saints.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't see anybody else playing him. It was perfect.
Yeah.
And what a weird pick. So.
Yeah, he's perfect for that. He was serious. Yeah. He was
funny at times when he, you know, kind of needed to be, but.
Yeah.
And with the beard, and when they have him in the cage, it's like, God. Damn, that's perfect. So, all right, number 9.
Michael J. White as Spawn.
That's good. I didn't have that one, but that's a real good one.
Yeah, that's him. That's him.
Yeah, that's him, yeah. I think that was a McFarlane pick, too.
Well,
I think McFarlane cast that one. Obviously, because that was his character, but...
Sure.
My number 9... Danny Trejo, yes, he's on the list because of Book of Boba, as Machete.
Machete.
He is Machete. It was written for him, so.
Sure.
You know. All right, number 8.
Wesley Snipes as Blade.
Higher on the list, yeah.
Dude, you can't get, I mean.
Yeah.
Come on.
He is that.
And now they're going to come out with another Blade movie?
Yeah, it's...
And it's not going to be Wesley Snipes.
No, it's Mahershala Ali.
Now, how do you fucking even... How do you justify that?
I don't know. Apparently he's in one of the deleted scenes on Eternals talking to Black Knight. But you only hear his voice, you don't see him. I'm like, oh, dude, it's not him, it's Wesley, come on. But, all right, my number eight, Bruce Campbell as Ashley Williams.
Higher on the list.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah, a movie wouldn't have got made if it wasn't for Ashley, or Bruce, by the way.
Right.
So, he's the one that scrounged the money. All right, number seven.
John Leguizamo as Clown.
Ooh. Yeah, that was good casting.
Yeah.
Yeah. My number seven, Christopher Reeve's Superman.
It's pretty good.
He is Superman. Everybody else has to live up to that.
Sure.
You know, because he is the perfect. So, all right, number six.
Johnny Depp as Hunter S. Thompson.
Ooh, why didn't I put that on my list? That's so good. Yes, that's, yeah.
Yeah, he's
he lived with him.
Yeah.
So he could get everything perfect. So,
I mean, even fucking Bill Murray.
Yeah.
He did a pretty good job, but Johnny, I don't know.
He was Hunter. Yeah. That's, yeah. I need to watch that again. God dang. All right. What are we up to? Me at six?
Yes.
David Bowie as Jareth from Labyrinth.
Oh, that cod piece, though, man.
There you go. Yeah.
It's hypnotizing.
It really is. It hypnotizes Jennifer Connelly. So.
Oof.
Yikes.
You couldn't go a couple years older, her Dave.
Yeah, well.
Jim Henson, though. just saying.
Number five.
Christopher Lloyd is Doc Brown.
Yeah. After I had my list done, I was like, God, that's good, but I don't know where I'd put him. But yeah, that's... Yeah, he is Doc, so...
Mm-hmm.
My number five, Jeff Bridges, the dude. He is. I mean, nobody else could be that except him. All right, number four.
Patrick Stewart as Professor X.
One of my honorable mentions. Yep. Yeah.
I remember the Wizard magazine. We had it at school.
Yep, where they did fantasy castings.
Yeah. And it would have... Amon was Storm.
Storm.
He was Professor X. They had Glenn Danzig as Wolverine.
Yep.
That was perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Occasionally they would get him right. So
Michael Biehn was Cyclops. I think so. And then what's her name? Fuck. I can't remember. I think she was Jean Grey.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, I forget who it was. Just keep going.
It's been a long time for Wizard.
It was a long time.
All right, my number four. I can't see anybody else playing this role. John Belushi as Juliet Jake Blue.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the band!
I see the light!
I see the light! Elwood, the band! The band!
Oh, perfect.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
That's right.
Oh, the faith. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it was either going to be him or the woman that played the nun.
Oh, yeah. Because
either one of those are perfect. All right. Number three, Vince.
Bruce Campbell's Ash.
This is where I got Wesley Snipes' Blade. So yeah. we just flip flopped. So, all right. Number two,
Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool.
Yep. One of my honorable mentions. Yeah.
He's so good.
Perfect. That
he's
one is
he's
perfect.
Deadpool.
Yeah. My number two, Carl Urban as Judge Dredd.
Oh, that's so good.
It was either going to be that or Bones, because he's perfect in both, but I went with Judge Dredd because I love that movie. So
he said he wouldn't do that role unless he kept the helmet on the whole time.
Yep. I was like, son of a bitch, he's comic accurate. That's perfect.
Apparently, he's a big fan of the comics.
Yeah, if I'm doing it, I'm doing it right.
Right.
So I was like, fuck yeah, somebody did it. All right, number one, Vince.
Matt Ryan as Constantine.
Ooh. Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, that guy.
And it technically works because he is the voice actor in the movie, so we'll allow it.
That guy.
That's him.
Give that, just whatever Constantine movie you make from now on.
It's him. Yeah.
It's him.
I know Keanu wants to do a sequel to his, and I love Keanu, but it's Matt Ryan.
It is.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
My number one, I can't see anybody else in this role, and it might be the role that made him a star. Bill Murray as Carl Spackler, Caddyshack.
Oh, yeah.
It was either going to be that or Venkman from Ghostbusters, but I had to go Caddyshack. So, my other honorable mentions here, I got Hugh Jackman as Logan and Tom Hanks as Forrest Gump. Just, I can't see anybody else in those roles. So, all right, let's go to some listener picks. Choppy came in with Affleck as Batman, Robert Englund as Freddy Krueger.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Keaton as Batman, or sure. Keaton as Beetlejuice. Sorry, it's Beetlejuice. And he says, one that never happened, but the casting was perfect, and I agree with this, was John Malkovich as Vulture. It was supposed to be Vulture in the Sam Raimi Spider-Man 4. But that one never happened, so that was good casting as well. Tony comes in with Marty and Doc. It's, you know, Michael J. Fox and Lloyd. Raul Julia and Angelica Houston in the Addams Family. And then he says, shit, throw in Lloyd and his Uncle Fester. That whole cast was perfect. That whole cast, that might have been the best cast ensemble. Because they're all, Christina Ricci is Wednesday. I mean, it's perfect.
He's right, though. Raul Julia, that was...
That, yeah.
And he was Gomez.
Yep. A lot better than M. Bison, is saying.
No, for real. No, you're right.
Yeah. Brad comes in with Patrick Stewart as Professor X and Carl Urban as Bones McCoy. Yeah, I agree with both of those. Chris comes in with some of these were actually cast, but for whatever reason never ended up happening. Robin Williams as a Riddler. Yeah, that would never happen. Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. Nicholson as the Joker. Christopher Reeve as Superman. Patrick Stewart as Professor X. Nick Cage as Johnny Blaze. I'm with that.
Yeah, that was supposed to happen.
No, it did happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ghost Rider movies, I was thinking.
Yeah, you're thinking Superman.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Yeah, Carrie Ann Moss's Trinity. The one that we should have got but never did, Willem Dafoe's the Joker.
Yeah.
Man, can you imagine? I'm going to go off here for a second. We get the Batman Beyond movie. Pattinson is Terry, Keaton is Old Man Bruce, and Defoe is Old Man Joker.
Yeah,
that's what we want. Just give us that.
Well, I mean, isn't Joker dead in the in the cartoon? It was kind of, sort of,
but they bring him back. Yeah, it's a thing. He also says Samuel L. Jackson is Nick Fury, even though it's Brian Hitch, who drew the Ultimates comic, basically just drew Sam Jackson and admitted it. So, yeah. He says, Edward Norton as Bruce Banner. All the way back in the 90s, he said Ruffalo did fine, but Ed Norton is Bruce Banner.
I'd say, what's his name? Eric Bana was a better...
Bana was a good Bruce. And yeah, last one here, he says, Monica Bellucci as Persephone in The Matrix and Sabeel the Bride in Dracula. I mean, her performances in those roles were a pair of plump, firm, well-rounded examples of acting at its creamy, juicy finest. So,
yes.
Yeah, so thank you, everybody, for your picks. All of those were really good. Vince, it's now time for listener questions.
Oh, my.
Yeah, just be ready. First one comes from Chris. Given that spiel meant in ancient times among certain desert-wandering people, a long speech or presentation usually intended to mislead, cheat, or otherwise take advantage of someone. Do you think it's a little weird that the most renowned storyteller is named Spielberg?
Oh, I like these. These are fun. I look forward to these every week.
Yeah, you liar. Yes, it's ironic. Let's go with that. Handsome Dan with the next question here. Based on everything that's come out through the years, what conclusion have you settled on regarding the JFK assassination?
Oh.
I can sum it up in three little letters.
CIA?
CIA.
Yeah, that's...
He literally was going to disband the CIA. They said, no, you're not. And pop, and the guys that popped him got popped, and they're buried outside Terra Lingua, according to a shooter. So, yeah. CIA job all the way.
Good times.
That's what I've set on, so... All right, next thing comes from Chris. Holy Christ, he wrote a book.
No, so
down,
Chris?
Yeah. So I was down at the bank talking to my loan officer, Mr. Ira Hyman Bergwitzman, Ben Steinman, Goldbergmanstein. He was talking to me about an exclusive club that his grandfather was in, a club that once had over 6 million members.
Oh, no shit. Good for him.
Really unique thing about them is they all had tattoos commemorating their membership in the club. He showed me a picture of his grandfather's membership tattoo, and it had 6 numbers. You got any more? And he said, you got any more pictures of the tattoos? And he says, oh, yeah. And there, he showed him a bunch. I'm paraphrasing because it's literally 8.5 chapters here. We love you, Chris. But after dozens and dozens of them, it was quite impressive. We've been looking for a long time, and he turned to me and asked, incredible, is it? What do you think? I said, strange. Strange, he asked. What do you mean? You said there were over 6 million members of this club at one point. He goes, yes, of course there were. I said, okay, yet every single one of these membership numbers tattoos you find, literally all of them are only 6 digits long. His face dropped and lost all expression. He pulled some kind of walkie-talkie into his mouth and whispered something into it in Yiddish. I heard a high-pitched whistling behind me, followed by a sharp sting in the back of my neck. Then everything went dark. I woke up just a few minutes ago, back in my apartment, with my loan application stamped denied. Not sure what happened. Anyway, do either of you know what happened to get the 3 fucking hours for lunch? So. That's a long way around. But it makes sense.
Don't do math. Math is bad.
Yeah, math is bad. What do you mean Red Cross numbers? Oh. Next question.
Yes, please.
From Chris, of course. Not really a question, but a request and an offer. I've taken up a new hobby, collecting celebrity and famous historical photographs. I'm missing a key few additions. If anybody can hook me up, I'll pay handsomely. What he needs, he's paying $1,000 each for security camera stills of the plane hitting the Pentagon, pre-cleanup photos of the plane that went down in Pennsylvania. $1,000 per subject for photos of any straight AIDS patient infected prior to 95. He says, by the way, fun fact, did you know it was scientifically impossible to develop a vaccine for a virus or even a test without first isolating the virus? Which brings me to $5,000 for a snapshot of literally any documentation of COVID having ever been isolated. And finally, $100 million for any photo whatsoever of Michelle Obama while pregnant with either of her 2 daughters.
That's rough.
I'll take things that ever happened for $1,000, Alex.
That's some rough shit, man.
Yeah.
This is too heavy for the show.
His last thing here. So now that Biden has warned Putin not to invade Ukraine, threatening to respond to any attempted incursion by haphazardly abandoning the region and leaving behind $86 billion in neatly gift-wrapped weapons and equipment, can you guys recommend a good program for learning to speak Chinese? Yes, Duolingo.
Is that how it's working now? We're going to be speaking Chinese? I thought we were going to be speaking Russian.
Well...
Because I'd much rather have Putin as president than...
Winnie the Pooh? Yeah.
Well, Potato Brains.
Well, who do you think runs Potato Brains? Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, so. All right, thank you everybody for your questions. Now it's time for Did You See the Stories of the Week? Howard Stern. We're starting off with the wig-wearing Jew. basically came out on a show and said that if you don't get the shot, you should be denied hospital care.
Oy vey.
He said, now if you don't get in my America, all hospitals would be closed to you. You're going to go home and die. Imagine that. An elitist Jew, rich elitist Jew, telling people to, you're going to go die.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Who did blackface, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Super. Yeah, never mind.
6,000,003.
Yeah.
I keep going back to that because it was so funny.
It's just also tiring.
It is. Next story here. On Thursday, candy maker Mars Incorporated announced that their beloved M&M characters would be getting a makeover in 2022 with a fresh modern take on their design and more nuanced personalities to underscore the importance of self-expression and power of community through storytelling. We took a deep look at our characters, both inside and out. Apparently some had crunchy middles. No, I added that part. And we have evolved their look, personalities, and backstories to be more representative of today's society.
As the world supposed to just melt in your fucking mouth, not in your, not hand. Your hand?
Yeah. As the world changes, so do we. Each character's unique shape has been more defined and their color palette refined, moving from a tan color on their arms and legs to a more universal, clearer hue, slightly tinted for each to match their shell. Most notable changes are to brown and green, the two female characters. Both have new footwear, because that's what bitches love, shoes. Oh, sorry. Brown's pumps have been lowered to a more sensible height, and Green's white-heeled go-go boots changed out for what Mars is calling cool, laid-back sneakers to reflect her effortless confidence. Other changes across the characters can be seen in their shoes, too. Red and yellow now have laces, ooh, so they can hang themselves, while Orange now has his laces tied. Shocking.
I don't want to get AIDS from eating fucking M&Ms.
With their new accessories.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can you feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little hairy. Fucking got me laughing. Now I lost my spot. Let's see. With their new accessories come tweaked personalities. M&M giving them an updated tone of voice that is more inclusive, welcoming, and unifying while remaining rooted in our signature jester wit and humor. Brown and Green, who had previously been at odds with each other in previous advertisements, will now have a more friendly relationship. The duo, quote, together throwing shine and not shade.
Ugh. Sounds so gay. Come on, guys.
Orange, traditionally the most anxious, will embrace his true self, worries and all. And Red, the bully of the bunch, will be kinder moving forward. All the characters will also have their prefixes removed from their names in order to focus on their personalities rather than their gender. And they've got new poses to be more inviting and welcoming so everyone feels as though they are part of the crew, and fans will see more characters featured together in group shots and with each other, making anyone feel invited.
It's candy. It's goddamn candy.
Now the M&Ms will give you AIDS. God damn it.
I don't want it now.
No. Just, is that your sounds... company run by retards?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Well, that narrows it down then. Just, God, the them and M's. Because you know there's no he or she, it's just them. So it's them and M's.
I don't even want to fucking...
Quit ruining food.
It's fucking food. It's fucking candy.
It's chocolate. You pay some little 4-year-old in the jungle to pick cocoa beans. That's the thing you should really be focusing on.
I can't wait for fucking Russia to start lobbing goddamn nukes at us.
I'm so ready.
Kids, just get in the fucking... Make sure you're in the fucking blast radius.
Yeah, just... But move closer to New York City the way I'm looking at it.
Fuck.
Let's just get this shit over with. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I'm... Oh, my God. No, I don't give a fuck about your feelings.
No, just let's end it. I'm ready.
God damn, man. It's candy.
Yeah.
Candy that I will no longer be eating.
Yeah, because it's the get woke, go broke. But, God, just stop being stupid.
Just fucking... Don't... Get rid of the characters.
Yeah. Be like, chocolate good, eat chocolate. There you go. Yeah. There's your new marketing thing.
Yeah. They're going to have the fucking Christmas commercial they play every year?
Oh, no. We're going to have to change that because Christmas is Christian, so they'll be worshiping some eight-limbed...
I saw it this year on TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They play it every year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But that was before they...
He does exist. They do exist.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm every going year. To the next story, because... We'll just do 2 hours, but it's fucking chocolate.
It's fucking chocolate. Not very good chocolate either.
Yeah, that's true. The Golden State Warriors owner, Chamath Palihapitiya, a Sri Lankan Canadian.
Oh, no shit.
There's so many vowels in that.
I know statement. A lot of Indian Canadians, too.
Yeah. All right, fucker, that caught me off guard.
Ah, he wanted me to work on his computer again.
Everybody come to GM this evening and take a break. Yeah. he has suggested that nobody cares about China's concentration camps, forced labor, and high-tech surveillance against the Uyghur community in Xinjiang province. Nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay? He said during an appearance on a podcast, you bring it up because you care. And I think it's nice that you care. The rest of us don't care. And I'm just telling you a very hard, ugly truth. Of all the things I care about, yes, it's below my line. AKA, China gives the NBA a shit ton of money. I'm an NBA owner. Fuck you. I don't care about their slaves.
I do. I think we should send all the Uyghurs over there. We should get rid of all the Uyghurs in America and send them to some camp. You know what the worst kind of wiggers are?
That was nicely done.
You know what the worst kind of wiggers are? Ones who've got like the hopped up trucks, you know, they're real tall.
Yes.
And they're like blasting fucking rap music.
Yes.
Those are the worst wiggers.
I was like, well, you got the split personality thing there, don't you?
They're wearing cowboy hats and fucking boots
durag.
And shit.
Yeah.
NWA.
Durag under the cowboy hat.
Coming straight from the underground. Seriously.
Thin blue line sticker on the back of the truck.
Yeah, those are the worst wiggers.
God damn it.
I'm sorry.
Dear President Putin.
I, for one, welcome you.
I, for one, welcome our great Russian overlord. Yes. all right, next story. AAA Baseball has announced that for the 2022 season... Robot umpires. The system puts the automated ball and strike system in place, which has seen success after experimental adoption at some ballparks in the minor leagues. MLB is currently seeking personnel to operate the system at ballparks for the Albuquerque Isotopes, Charlotte Knights, El Paso Chihuahuas, Las Vegas Aviators, Oklahoma City Dodgers, Reno Aces, Round Rock Express, Sacramento River Cats, Salt Lake Bees, Sugarland Skeeters, and the Tacoma Rainiers. Robot umps.
Might as well just stick to video games.
We're getting closer and closer to Smash TV. Remember that video game?
Yes.
The Mexican Football Federation announced on Tuesday that fans who are caught yelling homophobic chants at national team games will be banned for 5 years. Soccer fans in Mexico now have to register when buying a ticket and present a QR code and identification upon stadium entry. Wow, it's harder to get into a fucking Mexican soccer game than it is to vote in America. Anyone who participates in the chant, which is typically directed at opposing goalkeepers and contains homophobic slurs, will be removed from the stadium and banned for 5 years.
God damn, you gotta have an app to go to a fucking soccer game.
Literally harder to go to a soccer game than it is to vote here.
Thanks, Democrats.
Yeah, that's all on you. Speaking of Democrats, after Senators Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema blocked the Democrats from getting rid of the filibuster in the Senate, former Secretary of Labor under good old Bubba Clinton, Robert Reich, in a now-deleted tweet, said that senators should have backhanded her. Nothing like a top global elite Democrat calling for violence against a member of his own party, especially a woman. should have backhanded her because she voted against, you know, getting rid of the law.
Can we start playing Cowboys and Democrats yet?
Boy, I'm hoping.
Is that a thing? Is that going to start happening?
Yep.
Because at this point, you are either a commie or, you know.
You're not. That's, yeah.
That's really it. I mean, I'm not the rightest guy in the world, but, you know, damn.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone.
That's what I want. Leave me the fuck alone.
Just leave me alone.
Let me live my life, and I'll let you live yours as long as you don't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
There you go. The Taliban recently announced this week that it will establish a battalion of suicide attackers as part of the National Army of Afghanistan.
Good.
So-called martyrdom brigades will be under the control of the Ministry of Defense and will be used for special operations. Boy, I guess they took that, they finally got that Suicide Squad movie in Afghanistan. Wow, holy Christ.
Yuck.
The family of Malik Fazil Akarm.
What did you say to me?
I probably yelled at you in Afghan. This is the guy that took hostages in Texas at the synagogue. His family has demanded to know how he was even allowed in America despite a long criminal record. The FBI came out and said that he was actually shot and killed after all the deal. Imagine that. But the FBI came out and said that this was not a terrorist ordeal at first. Then they had to retract that because, you know, he was trying to get a terrorist out of jail who had been in for over 10 years. Can't even get straight answers about whether or not he acted alone. The FBI's Dallas field office claimed that there was no indication that he had worked with anyone else. But then the Greater Manchester Police in England on last Sunday night arrested two teenagers as part of their investigation into the hostage-taking incident in Texas. FBI.
White people.
Yeah, this wasn't a terrorist deal. The Arab literally took a bunch of Jews hostage yelling for a terrorist to get out. Yeah, it's nothing to do with terrorism, kids.
White people are the biggest threat to democracy.
Absolutely.
Did you know that?
Absolutely.
White people.
That's what CNN tells me.
That's what the government's saying. White people are the biggest threat.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
DOJ, FBI, CIA, go away. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we get now. Mm-hmm.
A Michigan judge is being criticized after she berated a 72-year-old cancer patient for not cleaning up his lawn. The exchange between Judge Alexis Crott and 72-year-old defendant took place during a virtual court hearing related to failure to keep his property maintained in violation of the city ordinance. The neighbors should not have to look at that, she told the defendant. You should be ashamed of yourself. The man's son appeared at the hearing alongside his father, who doesn't speak much English. He explained that his father is a cancer patient who's undergoing chemo, and that leaves him 2 weeks to go out and clear the overgrown plants. The son said he had been doing it for his father, but was out of the country for a week, and that's why it had gotten so bad. During the hearing, the 72-year-old could be heard struggling to breathe when he tried to speak, but his illness didn't appear to garner much sympathy from the judge. If I could give you jail time on this, I would. The family says the property has already been cleaned up. They plan to pay the $100 fine. It's still like she should have told my father more politely, the son said. We really didn't expect this kind of behavior from a respectable person like a judge.
What a cunt.
This judge has a home address, by the way.
Word.
Just, you know, so you can...
We're Democrats. We can get that, though.
Discuss things with her. Michigan.
We're Democrats. We can say things like that.
Yeah.
You got to preface that shit, Batty. God damn it.
Yeah. Sorry.
What are you doing?
Reading words.
Oh, okay.
Thinking about this judge cunt. Word. Oh, sorry. Last name's Crott, not cunt.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah. If I could jail you on this, I would, even though you're 72-year-old going through chemo, can barely breathe.
You're dying.
You're dying. But yeah, you should be in jail because your grass is too high. Yeah. Kiss the hairiest part of my ass. So.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, dumb bitch.
Vince, it's once again this time for This Week in... He said what? This week it's Joe Biden. Quote... Dr. King's assassination didn't change the world like that of George Floyd's death.
Is Yeah, you're right. It didn't. Nobody was setting anything on fire because of some junkie.
Yeah, because, you know, CIA didn't kill George Floyd. Oops. Out loud again, wasn't it? Damn it. Yeah, well, yeah. Nothing like putting a crackhead above Martin Luther King Jr.
People voted for this fucker.
No, they didn't.
People that voted for him. They come right out and said, yeah, I voted for him. I didn't want Trump in.
Yeah,
Trump just said, I just tired of Trump talking.
Yeah, that's what it was. He's mean.
I just got tired of him just saying stuff.
Thanks for my $6 a gallon gas, by the way, because you're fucking retardation.
Yeah, that's really, yeah.
Oh, speaking of votes, that's a great segue, Vince. Biden held a press conference this week. Words. Popsicles. Corn pop!
Corn pop was a bad dude.
He was asked by a reporter if he believed the upcoming elections would be fair and legitimate. It all depends on whether or not we're able to make the case to the American people. Some of this is being set up to try to alter the outcome of the election, he said. Then he rebooted and recalled that Americans had the highest voter turnout during the 2020 election, even though it was held in the middle of a pandemic. Raised concerns that Republicans were making it more difficult for minorities to vote, calling into question the results of any future election. Saying no matter how hard they make it for minorities to vote, I think you're going to see them willing to stand in line and defy the attempt to keep them from being able to vote, Biden said. So let me get this straight. Democrats are saying that the 2020 election was the fairest in history and that old Sniffy got 85 million votes. But the next election will not be legit because Republicans want voter ID, and granted, no law has changed since the last election that they claim was the fairest of all time.
You got to have more ID to go into a store and shop now.
Yeah.
Than the vote for the next leader.
This is the setup for, well, that election doesn't count. So we're staying in power. It's just the precursor to that. So.
Oh, that's not going to be good.
Sniffy let it out. Yeah, it's just the precursor for, well, none of these votes counted. So we're staying in power. We'll do special elections. And until then, I see exactly how that's going to play out. Mm-hmm. So, and lots of lead.
Yeah.
Next story here. In 2014, a 17-year-old named James Tubbs attacked a 10-year-old girl, followed her into a bathroom of a Denny's in California. Tubbs, who now goes by Hannah, sexually assaulted the child, only stopped when someone walked into the restroom and scared him off. And he ran away. Tubbs was 2 weeks from turning 18 at the time. LADA George Gaskin now refuses to sentence him. As an adult, as a result, 2019, he was tracked down thanks to DNA, which was entered into a database that year when he was arrested on suspicion of battery in Idaho. He was brought back to California, having racked up criminal record, including assaults with deadly weapon. He has arrests for battery, drug possession, probation violations in Idaho and Washington State. Since the 2014 attack, he has transitioned into what he calls Hannah. Now 26, he pled guilty to the 2014 sexual assault, but the district attorney is refusing to sentence him as an adult. Gaskin has angered many by his concern Tubbs could be victimized in an adult facility as a trans woman, and instead is going to recommend home confinement.
Oh, where's it live?
Yeah. You need to be on a list, which makes your address public, but so does the DA. I'm sure he has a home address as well.
Yeah.
And if I was that 10-year-old's dad, I would be at your doorstep.
Oh, I'm going to jail.
Yeah. The state of Minnesota is now offering $200 gift cards to families if you get your kids age 5 to 11 their shots. By the way, children have a 99.995% chance of surviving COVID. In the UK, there's only a 2 in a million chance the disease will be fatal in children. And in the US, your child has a greater chance of drowning. But hey, here's $200. Make sure your kids get this shot and,
Actually, Australia just came out and said something to the effect of kids don't really need the shot.
Yeah. So did the World Health Organization. But, huh?
Yeah.
Follow the science. Oh, which fucking science?
The one with the most money.
Oh, that one. Okay. In France, this is, this next story makes you think, like we've been telling you. In France, a rich older entrepreneur from Paris is said to have died a result of his corona shot. Previously, he had taken out a multi-million dollar life insurance policy for the benefit of his children and grandchildren. Although vaccination is recognized as the cause of death by doctors and the insurance company is refused to pay out. The reason is because the side effects of the shot were known and published. They argued that the deceased took part in the experiment at his own risk. COVID-19 in itself is not classified as a critical illness. The insurance company justified the refusal of payment to the family by stating that the use of an experimental medication or treatment, which includes the corona shots, is expressly excluded from the insurance contract. The family's subsequent lawsuit against the insurance company has been unsuccessful. The court justified its ruling as follows. The side effects of the experimental vaccine are published, and the deceased could not claim to have known nothing about it when he voluntarily took the shot. There is no law or mandate in France that compelled him to be vaccinated. Hence, his death is essentially suicide. Since suicide is not covered by the policy from the onset, the insurance company wins the case.
Oh, didn't we say this last year?
Yep.
Oh.
8 months ahead of the curve.
They said it in, when they released it, they said they wouldn't be held liable for anything when Trump was pushing it.
Well, he didn't try to.
He did. He said, when we're pushing it through, we're getting all the red tape, they will not be held liable for any damages done.
Right. But I'm saying the insurance company.
Yeah.
This insurance company is saying, nope, you took an experimental gene. You basically killed yourself. We ain't paying shit.
That was the discussion that was popping up then.
Yeah.
How the fuck? What if something happens? Is insurance going to pay out?
And now it's no. And that's going to come here from France. Guarantee it. So,
dude, I tell you what, man.
Yeah, I know. Let's see, if the scientists at the CDC had their way, they have asked all schools in the U.S. to cancel football, wrestling, band, and other mainstay school activities. So they're trying to go into school is fine, but after school activities and stuff like that is not. Because science. Oh, and the head of the CDC also came out this week and said that the definition of fully vaccinated is going to change. They're going to try to stop using that term and change it to up to date. And that will include your booster third shot.
Yeah. I'm not taking my first.
Yeah. The UK and Ireland have dropped a bunch of their restrictions. Austria just passed mandatory shots for all there, though. I think the UK dropped theirs because the Prime Minister got busted having parties when everybody else was on lockdown.
Yeah,
And he would like to stay alive.
Yeah, but have you seen all the protests going on right now?
Oh, yeah. They're all over. You won't see them on, you know, any American news broadcast. But, yeah, you look online, there's literal healthcare workers in England were throwing their uniforms at police, saying, fuck you, we're done. Amsterdam, I mean, Greece, they're all over the place.
I don't see anything on fire yet, though.
I'm waiting on that, yeah. A federal judge in Texas this week issued a nationwide injunction blocking Biden's vaccine mandate for federal employees. That's going to go back to the Supreme Court, obviously. Herr Fauci came out this week and said it's likely that the FDA will authorize Pfizer's COVID shot for kids under 5 in the next month, and that those kids will need at least 3 shots.
Yeah, money, 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 money.
Oh, he also spoke at the World Economic Forum this week. You know, those are the Great Reset folks, Klaus Schwab and all them. And his quote was this: "The world is only in stage one of a 5-stage pandemic."
Mm-hmm.
Really? So everything that's happened is just stage one?
I can't believe nobody's taken a shot at this fucker yet.
That's, yep. I can't either.
I say that every show, but I'm honestly surprised. Honest to God, I can't believe it.
Yeah. Last thing for this week. Remember how it was, I think it was, Vince, late 2018, early 2019, Bill Gates and other of his elite buddies wargamed about a potential pandemic?
Yeah.
Remember that
story? Yeah.
And then, you know, it hit a few months later. Well, the same group got together here very recently and did a new thing called Event 201. This is another war game they put together. You know what this one was about?
Fuck, I don't know which one. Smallpox?
No. Global financial collapse.
Oh, god damn.
If history is any indication, that's next. I wonder if that's stage two of the pandemic, Dr. Fauci. Yeah. They wargamed the pandemic in 2019, and then it happened, and now they've done global financial collapse. 2022 is going to be fun year, kids. Wow.
I'm going to take what I want, to be honest with you.
Yep.
It's going to be like Serbia.
If I can't shop at the grocery store, I'm going to shop out of your fridge.
Yeah.
Facts.
So, no, it's true.
Yeah, that's absolute. Vince, you got any final thoughts for this week?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. When the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy. And come to our Telegram channel.
Yes, by the way. I forgot that you forgot to remind me this morning. I need the link for that, by the way. Yes, join our Telegram channel. I'm going to start putting stories and stuff up there. Except if you're in Germany, because I think Germany's trying to ban Telegram. Because, you know.
Yeah, we don't want the truth getting out.
They can't. Yeah, they can't. Can't trace that. Can't take the high road. Take the high ground. Ask yourself, what would Henry Bowman do? And stay tuned for an all new episode of Roller Jam.